AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Davenport, Iowa, says three residents of an apartment building that partially collapsed on Sunday are still unaccounted for.
Our initial information we provided was that we had five individuals that were unaccounted for. In continually going through that list, information was provided.
Chief Jeff Bladel says two of them have since been contacted and are safe. One moved out a month ago and was found in Texas. The other was found locally. The city has since released documents, including structural engineering reports, that show the building's owner was told patches of the brick facade were separating from the building in Davenport. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they're getting to work on a bill that passed in the House addressing budget cuts and the debt ceiling.
At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk. And any change to this bill that forces us to send it back to the House would be entirely unacceptable. It would almost guarantee default.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says avoiding default is important, but so is cutting spending.
The deal the House passed last night is a promising step toward fiscal sanity.
Ukraine says Russia launched a pre-dawn missile barrage on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, killing three people, including a nine-year-old and her mother, and damaging apartment buildings, schools, and a children's hospital. It's the highest casualty toll from a single attack on Kyiv over the past month. A revised version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children is set to be debated before a federal judge who previously ruled the program was illegal. The White House announced it will levy sanctions against people who are perpetrating the violence in Sudan as warring sides fail to abide by a ceasefire agreement. This is AP News. The 2023 Atlantic hurricane season has started.
Forecasters are predicting a near-normal hurricane season, but the National Hurricane Center's director, Mike Brennan, in Miami, says there's really nothing normal when it comes to hurricanes. He says normal might sound good compared to some of the hurricane seasons in the past few years, but he says there's nothing good about a near-normal hurricane season in terms of activity. They're expecting maybe 17 named storms. 1 to 4 could grow into major hurricanes. He says. I'm Rita Foley.
The Department of Corrections says five staff members at a Nebraska prison were punched, kicked, and stabbed with manufactured weapons when they were attacked by three inmates. All five were hospitalized with severe but not life-threatening injuries. The Department of Correctional Services says inmates involved in the attack in Nebraska were intoxicated and housed in a high-security maximum custody unit. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.